This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. We continue our series of episodes recorded in front of a live studio audience at Catalyst Con West. The next Catalyst Con is in Arlington, Virginia, March 14th to the 16th, 2014. And you can find out all about it at catalystcon.com. Julie Stewart has been part of Sport Sheets for the past 19 years, overseeing finance, sales, marketing, human resources, strategic planning, and working with product development. In 2012, she was promoted to president of the company. She grew up in Michigan and graduated from Warren Wilson College in 1993. In 1999, she received an executive MBA from Pepperdine University. She enjoys the challenges of running a business and especially likes working with customers, working with the Sportsheet staff, and seeing the company's new releases excel in the marketplace. She loves that Sportsheets is about keeping couples connected and is rewarded by the joy that Sportsheets brings to other people. On her time off, she loves being with her family and learning from her six-year-old daughter, Samantha. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Julie. Julie, tell me how you became the president of Sportsheets. How did this all happen?
Oh, I was corrupted at an early age. Let's see, I started at Sportsheets when I was 23, which is 19 years ago. I was up in Alaska. I graduated from college. My brother, Tom, was working on this crazy business project, and he said, why don't you come down and give me a hand? And I did. No place better to go. It was a lot warmer than Alaska. No moose to run into on the road. And he handed me this little pile of receivables, money in, this gigantic pile of payables, money out, and was like, could you help me with this? And that was my first intro into business, and I loved it. And the years just flew by. I went to Pepperdine and got my executive MBA in 1999, which helps because when you're in the adult industry and you go to the bank and say, could you lend us a bunch of money, it helps to have some kind of credential. And I just found that the industry is such a fascinating place to work and a family business, a fun and challenging place to be, and kind of kept going. And here we are, and here I am.
Now, what have your experiences been like in what is still, although this is changing, a male-dominated industry?
Oh, it still is. It's very different than it was 20 years ago, but it's been fascinating, I think, to see the evolution. And as more women have become involved in the industry on all sides, manufacturing, education, performers, it has helped shift, I think. But even more so, I think the consumer. As the consumer has come out there and said, oh, I'm going to buy this product that appeals to me because a woman designed it, a woman manufactured it, I think that's where we've really been able to say, oh, this is working. Women are interested in sex products, and it supports what we do. That's one of the things that we've always known with our products, with restraints, is that if you want the products to get home and actually get out of the box and get played with, the woman has to say yes. So, you know, you have to be able to appeal to the woman in a way that gets her willing to try something that maybe she wouldn't even before 50 Shades of Grey. Bondage has been a huge fantasy, a conservative fantasy, a liberal fantasy. It is a big fantasy. And if a woman can see a product that says to her, I can try this, it looks exciting to me, then the couple is much more likely to have a positive experience with that product when they get home.
One of the things that strikes me about sports sheets that I've always thought is the way that you produce the products and market them is very accessible. It really represents, I think, what the new sexual landscape looks like, which is that kink and BDSM are no longer this underground thing, this fringe thing, this thing you have to access if you know someone who knows someone. And it's not scary anymore. I feel like the assumption that what kink is you're going to go down into this dark dungeon. Everyone's going to be dressed in full leather. There's going to be someone on the floor crawling around in a hood on a leash and like someone else whipping someone. I mean, it's like all these, you know, images, which for me are really sexy, but I think for other people are really intimidating. But I feel like you approach this in a different way that feels more like this is role play. This is something to try. This is something to, you know, to be an adventure and not something that is like scary and dark.
Definitely. I think, you know, people's first impression when they hear bondage or restraints, it can be anywhere from Pulp Fiction to SVU, CSI to, oh, that's something that's really hot. And I think back in the 80s, the whole myth was that you are either into vanilla or you are hardcore kink, leather, chaps, and maybe therefore must be gay, or you're just so weird, you know, that's it. That's the only option. That's the only kind of kinky person you can be. And what we've seen, and I think maybe what we kind of knew in our hearts, was that there's this huge scale, probably just like with human sexuality, mm-hmm. that most of us are somewhere in the middle of the bell curve, not necessarily on one end or the other, although there are, but most of us are in the middle. And packaging has a huge role in communicating that to the consumer. And the message has to be, I can try this. I understand what it is. I can do this with it. I can wear it, or I can put it on my partner. And I think people have to see that it's much bigger than the images that we have been shown on mainstream TV or that we hear about on the news, where it's this, you know, salacious, horrible, there's a slight titillation to it. But it's
there's
all,
violence right, or something, yeah.
Right, right. Scary and not okay and weird and you're creepy and something's wrong with you if you want to try it. So our packaging really says, hey, this is fun. This is cool. This is okay, and you're okay, and give it a try.
So I recently did two movies with Adam and Eve, Tristan Taramino's Guide to Kinky Sex for Couples and to Bondage for Couples, and I used a ton of your products.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I have a couple funny stories from the set. One of them is that Christian was in this one scene, and he's like this big, beefy guy. He's like really into working out. He's really, you know, really muscular. And every collar I tried on him did not fit. So he was going to be submissive in the scene. And I was like, we're going to put him in a collar. Couldn't get a collar to fit him. And I said this to Tom Stewart one day. I was like, what am I going to do? I can't get a collar to fit him. And he's like, if you put the two cuffs together because they have snaps, that makes a collar. And I was like, why didn't I figure that out for myself? So now I know that, and I want to sort of pay it forward and tell people that in your kits, you can use the cuffs as cuffs or as a collar.
The products are very versatile. You could kind of see the Lego mentality in there, and I think that's part of Tom's, my partner and brother's genius, is that as he's creating things, he's looking at, well, what can I add on this, and how, what can I do with this, and how can I more, bigger, bigger, bigger. And, you know, he'll Velcro as many things as he possibly can together and wrap them around whatever he can to come up with fun combinations. And then the other thing is we will be at events like this and people will show us or tell us, oh, here's how I use this. And we go, oh, never thought of that. Thank you. size is an issue, you know, whether it's our strap-ons or collars or even cuffs. They're, you know, the tiniest girl in our office can slide right out of something if we don't make it small enough, but then it has to be big enough to accommodate somebody who's thicker. And when we first started making strap-ons, we designed them all so that they could all adjust up to 60 inches, and people came back and said it's not enough. Mm-hmm. So we went to 80 inches. That is our biggest. It's called our Divine Diva. It's our biggest adjustable strap-on, and it is our number two seller.
Wait, what's number one? Okay, let's clap for that. Yeah, people want to clap for that.
Biggest beautiful.
I think I know the answer, but what is the number one bestseller?
Well, in the strap-ons, it's the newcomers. Mm. So these are strap-ons really designed for a couple where a woman wants to try pegging or using a strap-on and dildo on her partner. Mm-hmm. And I think when we originally designed the harnesses 10 to 12 years ago, we thought there's a market with lesbians, and we quickly realized there's a huge market with straight couples and other couples just wanting to play. I think the great versatility about our products is almost any kind of couple can use the product.
Yeah.
Any kind of couple that wants to use a strap-on can use the products, can strap them on, you can put your own penis in there, you can put the pretend penis in there. They're very versatile, and some of them have vibration. So if a woman wants to wear them, she can have clitoral stimulation while she's wearing them. So they're a very multifunction, another kind of Lego thing. Let's add more to the strap-on. Let's put a vibrator in there. Let's do this. Let's make it adjustable.
It sounds like you really take customer feedback seriously. I mean, has there been a situation where you have designed something specifically because everyone was saying, why don't you make this? And likewise, has there been a time where you had to redesign something because the feedback you got was, wait a second, this isn't working?
I think from the very beginning, when Tom would take the products to shows where consumers would come back and say, make this, do this, we realized how important it was to listen to the consumer. And he when he started out, he had the sheet. He had kind of this model of, if I can sell a million of these, I am a millionaire. And people came back and said, yeah, but I want the cuffs by themselves. And his answer was, it comes as a set. And they were like, no. So we went, okay, I'm going to make the cuffs by themselves. Now people would say, I want a blindfold. Yeah, but there isn't a blindfold. Just buy the set. People would say, make a blindfold. So, you know, putting his Lego hat back on, he made a blindfold. He made cuffs. He made the tethers. And then we just kind of expanded from there, getting feedback really from people who are using the products to tell us, here's how it needs to fit. Here's where it needs to sit. So we're always getting feedback. We still get feedback, whether it's, you know, when we're out demonstrating to a home party organization or people in the industry, educators. People give us feedback and we make adjustments. The Divine Diva, that was all from feedback. So whether it's kind of a new product, like our Ménage à Trois, we have a double penetration strap-on.
Oh, listen, you don't need to tell me, because this is one of those questions as a sex educator I just didn't know I would get asked so much. So I've gotten question over question over question over question from people about, is there a harness that has two holes in it? Is there a harness that's made with two holes? And as far as I know, you're the only ones making it.
And it really came out maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Double penetration was huge in porn. It was kind of like, oh, here's the next frontier. But not everybody's going to invite a man home.
And then your neighbor. Yeah.
Right. Hi, can you come home and help me double penetrate my wife or girlfriend? You know, not everybody's that open. Where do you meet that person?
Well, nowadays, you know,
that's
I don't
true.
Know. Okay, Cupid? No, I don't think that's not a search term, is it?
I don't know. Maybe it should be.
Okay, we'll investigate.
So we came up with this product the man can wear, or even woman. You know, you can wear it with two dildos. Mm-hmm. But you've basically got two penises to work with this double penetration strap on. And even she can wear it. So, you know, as versatile and flexible as you are, that increases the function of the product.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think is one of your most exciting new products? Like, what is the thing that, like, you know, keeps you up at night and gets you all a Twitter?
Oh my gosh. Those things are probably not very sexy. The things that keep me up at night these days. I think some One of the most exciting things is our Door Jam Sex Sling. That has been so much fun to kind of create and demonstrate and see how it works and then to see it just take off. I think it's one of those products that just took off. It's become our number two seller in the sports sheets range. And for somebody like me who's not going to be able to have my husband have sex with me while I'm standing, while he's standing up because he's not going to be able to support my weight, it's a product that could still give me that same experience. You can get your legs up in the air. You've got back support, butt support, leg support. It's fun. You know, it's fun, and it just straps over your door.
You've implied directly, in fact, that you might test your own products. Is that true?
You know, I have a small child in the house, so my testing days are not as easy as they used to be. But we all really try the products. Our whole sales staff, we really kind of put them through the ringer. We have product testers that try the products and make sure that they're working, that they're fun, that they do what they're supposed to do, that they're comfortable. So we do a lot of testing in a safe way in the office where we get the product out, we're passing it around, we're slapping ourselves, we're slapping each other. We have a great new controller that we just ball gagged and tied up for a video shoot. So we have a very very willing staff.
That sounds like it.
Yeah, it's excellent. I think another new thing that's been fantastic is our Sex and Mischief brand. And it's maybe not one product, but it's the whole brand that is a lower price entry level product for the consumer that maybe read the 50 Shades books and is titillated, or maybe kind of got that idea that I want something a little different, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. It's a great way to dip your toe in the water. And the packaging is so gorgeous. We love to look at it. Each product has a sexy story on the back. So it's something that I think as a company we're so proud of because it's beautiful and it's fun and the response is amazing. It's just been amazing. There is a consumer out there for this. They want something to start with. They want to start somewhere.
Speaking of starting somewhere, let's take a break. But a good place to start is Good Vibrations, the San Francisco-based retailer that's been trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, safe, and welcoming environment to find sex-positive quality products and educational materials to enhance and empower your sex life. There is now a dedicated page of sport sheets and sex and mischief products on the website. You can go to tiny.cc/GVSport. And while you're there checking out all the fantastic sport sheets products, you can use coupon code TristanGoodVibes for 20% off your order of $100 or more. Stay with us. More with Julie Stewart after the break.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use Q coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we are talking with Julie Stewart, the president of Sport Sheets, and we're doing it in front of a live studio audience at Catalyst Con West. It figures the slightly rowdy bunch would show up for this interview, and I think we have a question or comment from an audience member.
Hello there, my name is Kat, and I just want to tell you how much I love Sport Sheets. I actually had bought Sport Sheets after I'd already gotten all the leather gear with the big cuffs and the big collar and the whole nine yards, and I found it kind of awkward to travel with because my partner lived many, many miles away. So we bought the Sport Sheets, and as it turns out, I like them so much better. They fit my hands and my ankles better because I'm small, you know, I've got pretty small wrists and arms. And so I actually gave up the leather and just went with the sport sheet.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Wow, that is great.
Thank you, Kat.
Let's see. Is there a sport sheets product you're sort of eyeballing that you don't have yet?
Well, I was hearing about the double penetration strap-on
setup. There you have it.
Well, guess what prize you've won, Kat? Because Sports Sheets is great like that. They're giving away prizes to the audience.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That is so awesome.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Enjoy.
Yay. And see, now people are very motivated. They're very motivated by prizes. We have another question or comment from our audience.
Hi, I'm Stella. I actually have a question that ties into the story that was just told. I was wondering if by making your products accessible to a more mainstream audience, if you thought you were losing more of the hardcore BDSM players who are used to heavier leather chains, that sort of thing.
That's a great question. That's one of those things I think we always think about. And even from the very beginning, you know, we had people who were very serious say, oh, this product is too lightweight, it's not going to work. And oftentimes when they would see it in action, the Sport Sheets brand, they would say, oh, that's much stronger than I thought. That's part of the reason that we came out with Sex and Mischief, was to have that really mainstream starter product line that wouldn't take away from Sport Sheets. So if we brought those products into the Sport Sheets brand, and Sport Sheets is much higher quality, much more versatility, and it's more expensive, and almost the entire line is made in the United States.
Which also makes it more expensive.
That's right.
But people really appreciate that.
Right. We didn't want to take away from the Sport Sheets brand name by kind of dumbing the line down with some entry-level stuff. We really wanted to give that product its own brand, its own space, and separate the two so that Sport Sheets could stay serious. It could even maybe go even a little stronger and harder, and Sex and Mischief can be more playful and fun. And we're also looking at expanding into some harder, edgier products that may reach out to an even different consumer that's there that wants that next step. So that's a great question.
And what have you won? I'll tell you what you've won. You've won a fantastic Aqua Rabbit vibe from goodvibes.com. Good vibrations. Thank you. The questions keep coming. Okay.
Hi, I'm Emily, and I actually had never really heard of your brand before coming to this conference. I'm kind of cheap, you know, I tend to do like the DIY sex toy thing. So if I was only going to have like one thing from you, what is like the most important thing that I should have?
Okay, I'm raising my hand. I mean, this is your product line, and I'm gonna let you answer this, but I've got to say what I find to be absolutely the most useful. And actually, I was in the hallway with Danny Wilde, and we were both talking about it.
The under the bed restraint system is this amazing system of straps that have these clips on them. And essentially, you put them between the mattress and the box spring or under the mattress, where, you know, if it's like a futon or just a mattress without a box spring. And then it creates these tethers. And then you put someone in cuffs and you can attach them. So you don't need to have a bondage bed. You don't need to have hooks in the wall. You don't need to have like elaborate rope bondage. It literally turns your regular bed into a bondage bed, but it's not permanent. So then you can just take it away when your mother-in-law comes over, or you can also take it on the road. If you want to go to a hotel, you can do it in the hotel room, but you're not like ruining the walls. That would be my plug.
I think we had a mind meld there. I could feel it. It's a great product. And when you're done, you kind of shove the straps back under your mattress so it's there waiting for the next time. And I have a funny story. Last time we moved, the movers were taking the bed and they lifted up the bed and I was like, oops, there's the under the bed restraint system. Oh, well, let me get that for you.
Because you know, it was just there waiting for you.
It was there. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great product. People ask for it by name. It's our number one selling product. And it's reliable, comfortable, safe, fun, travels well, everything.
I mean, I've used it in a bunch of movies. I used it in the Midori movie on bondage, and I used it in my latest movie, the Guide to Bondage for Couples. I mean, it's really fantastic. Okay, we have time for another question.
Hi, my name is Fred.
Fred. I have to tell you, as long as you complete this assignment of asking this question, you are going to win an amazing toy, which is the Thrill Vibrator from WeVibe.
Wow. Thank you.
So, Fred, come on. Get it done.
I know you said you were trying to expand the line. You have the new S&M low, I mean, the entry stuff, and possibly going harder. Without giving away any trade secrets, is there anything you're really looking forward to coming out with? Some new idea that, I mean, maybe not new for everybody, but new for you guys at least?
We have some great things in the R&D funnel. Some
research and development.
Yeah, some fun kind of different things that incorporate lingerie, just different yes. kind of things that are brought in. We also really look at what are the trends. So fashion-wise, you know, it's fun to put a little sparkle or a little shine or a little studding. We have a great collection that just came out that's called our Studded Collection. So that was a really fun thing to do. We've got a studded bow tie collar and some crops. You can put them in the freezer so the studs get cold. So we love it when we have, you know, when it's like, oh, it's fashionable and there's this cool function. You get like a little ice spanking or a little ice tickling. That, you know, look at me. I'm getting all woo.
Yeah. You're getting, they can't see you out there, but she's getting a little animated.
I'm talking faster,
yeah,
getting
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, she's a little woo.
So that's kind of how we get in the office when we're working on things. And we do get excited, especially when it's something that's really new like that or really different, because we see a lot of the same old stuff recycled in our industry. So to do something that we can be excited about presenting and it actually does something different, that's so exciting for us. So look for the Studded Collection. It's out there. And then we'll have new releases in another 4 months. So look for those.
Okay. Congratulations again to Fred. So Fred's going to get that fantastic Thrill Vibe. And if you want to get your own thrill, go to WeVibe.com and you can find out all about it, as well as their other products. And I love WeVibe. I love Sport Sheets. I love Good Vibrations. And I love Astroglide because they make this show possible. Please, if you want to support this show, support these fantastic companies because it all comes back around. I know you're smart like that. Okay, so the other question I have for you is, has working in this industry, has creating this company, Sport Sheets, changed your own sex life?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think I've ever thought about that. I think in some ways, because I've been seeing everything that I've seen for the last 20 years. We talk about this in the office. We get very desensitized. You know, the first year or two, it was like, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God, look at that. Oh, look at what they're doing. Every trade show, you know, I was like a pinball. Look at that. What is that? Oh my God. I still have images in here from things I've seen that will never go away. So I think I've always been an open person, a curious person, and I think I would have probably had a very different experience if I weren't in the industry. I never shop at a store because I have access to the products. When I go into a store, I'm looking at different things. I'm looking at packaging. I'm looking at merchandising. So unfortunately, I think the industry has taken some of the titillation of sex out of it for me because it is such a business. So I watch a lot of HBO. And but you know that. So I think that is what is kind of changed me, is that I look at things in such a different light. We did a photo shoot and I saw the packaging and I said to our art director, oh my God, look at the roots on her hair. And he's like, what? She has hair? She has roots? So, you know,
I'm probably looking at the strap on. I'm just guessing.
So I know that I'm, you know, I kind of take certain things for granted and I look at other things, but it's also fantastic that I get access to the things that I do across the country, across the world, because of this business. Things that I wouldn't see, customers that I never would have met. It's a wonderful industry. It's an industry made up of families and people who have families, normal people who, you know, like sex, want to support sex, are open-minded about sex, and want to provide the service to people and to couples to help improve their relationships. And at the end of the day, that's a huge reward for us when we have people come up and say, like Kat did, oh my God, I love your products. It helped my sex life. That's so powerful. That really moves us. That's really kind of the why of Sports Sheets. You know, we want to bring an amazing experience to a person, to a couple. So, you know, maybe I'm a little jaded, but I also get to see the really beautiful side of that, what these products can do to enhance people's lives, how they can help save relationships and help people stay together. Because after, you know, a certain number of years.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 10 years.
Okay.
And with my husband for 15. You know, after 15 years, even after 5 years, let's get honest, you know, you need a little something to, even after 5 minutes sometime, depending on the partner, you might need something to kind of get things going. Or, you know, not one person can't necessarily create all of the sensations that you want to experience. So the products are out there. I think they can really help relationships. They can help people discover their bodies and understand how their bodies work. And there are so many of us that don't. You know, there's so many, I think, especially women still, who our bodies are mysteries. And if we don't understand, how can we go into a relationship and say, hey, this is what I want? We're really at a disadvantage. So I love the sexual empowerment part of the business too.
Yeah, because in some ways, and I've always thought this about the retail business and these going into these stores, is like you can go into a shop and buy a vibrator, but you're also, that's a tool that may in fact serve you in multiple ways, like beyond clitoral stimulation. I mean, it may actually like open you up to saying something new that you were afraid to say before, asking for something, exploring another toy. I mean, there, in some ways, that first step can lead to these other steps, which then lead to folks who say, you changed my sex life.
Right, right. And I think, you know, anything that someone is interested in, that's consensual, that's safe, that's helping them to understand their own sexuality better is a good thing. There's so much, not just misinformation, but lack of information out there about sex. Where do people usually end up going to stores, or now they go to the internet? And I've talked to a lot of people in stores over the years, and they are like the sex educators and the therapists and the doctors, and people come in and they don't know where else to go. And it's like going to your hairdresser. Hi, I'm here. Yeah, you've got to tell me what to do. You know, I don't know what to do, but I need to do something.
Right.
And I think it's a huge service to the community that those stores can provide in products, education. I mean, from something as simple as lubricant. I mean, lubricant is kind of one of those basic, everybody should have lubricant, yeah. Like you should have vegetable oil.
Yeah.
And I would not interchange the two.
No.
But I've heard stories like that.
Yeah, well, we all have.
So, you know, some of this stuff is really kind of basic stuff, even though it's still so taboo. It's really basic stuff. And the more access people have, I think the healthier the community is.
That is a great place to stop. Thank you so much, Julie Stewart, for giving a prize to one of our audience members and for running the ship over at Sportsheets. Thank you.
Thank you, Tristan.
Julie Stewart is the president of Sportsheets. Find out more at sportsheets.com. You can also check out their sex and mischief line at sexandmischief.com. And while you're traveling around the internet, also check out all the cool stuff at sexintheshower.com. Follow Sportsheets on Twitter at Sportsheets. And as usual, all these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. Coming up next, the infamous sex toy reviewer, Epiphora, gives us some straight talk about sex toys and her picks for great holiday gifts. So stay with us.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Hey, did you know that the WeVibe 4 is now out? WeVibe 4 is completely re-engineered with a new form and fit to take couples to new heights of intimate pleasure. It is the most advanced couples sexual health product ever created. And you can go to WeVibe.com and get yours, which I highly recommend that you do. Speaking of sex toys, for 6 years, Epiphora has been testing sex toys and writing about them on the internet. Highly trusted and well-known for her snarky style, she is the antidote to coy, euphemistic sugarcoating that plagues bad sex writing. Many loyal readers entrust their future orgasms to her, and she does not take that honor lightly. As a trusted voice in the sex toy landscape, Epifra has been featured in Slate, Vice, XBiz. She's spoken on a panel at CatalystCon. SheVibe made her into a superhero. And Kinkly just named her the number one sex blogging superhero of 2013. When she's not reviewing sex toys and blogging, she can be found working at a local sex toy boutique. Epifora filed this report especially for Sex Out Loud.
Hi, Tristan, and hello, Sex Out Loud listeners. I'm Epifora of HeyEpifora.com, and I'm so excited to tell you guys all about my sex toy holiday gift ideas. Because if you ask me, sex toys are way better gifts than socks or body wash. Now, I may be biased, considering I own over 400 of them and have been testing them and reviewing them for 6 years, but you know. The point is, I definitely have opinions about things that go on vulvas and in vaginas and butts, and even sometimes over penises. I also have some tips for picking out toys for someone else, because it can kind of be a minefield to choose one and not get the whole, "Oh, thanks, honey, it's great," response. So let's try to avoid that. Oh, and don't worry about frantically scribbling all these names down. You can find more information about all these toys, including photos and links to my reviews, on my blog. It's going to be heyepifora.com/holiday2013 or on Tristan's blog at puckerup.com. My blog is spelled heyepiphora.com/holiday2013. So tip number one is versatility is key. When picking out a vibrator for someone else, the keyword you want to keep in mind is versatility. Don't get something that has one speed, or even three, if you ask me. It's just a little bit too limiting. Also, don't get something that has a very, very specific purpose, unless you know your recipient wants something that does that. So, in terms of versatility, my number one pick is the Mona 2 vibrator from Lalo. I've become so obsessed with this toy lately that I'm pretty sure everyone's getting sick of hearing about it, but it covers all the bases. It's rechargeable, strong, fully submersible in water, and the shape is just awesome. It has a bulbous end for great G-spot stimulation, but it's also sort of tapered on one side, so it sits nicely between the labia when used clitorally. It also has incredible range in terms of vibration, so a person who doesn't know how much power they need yet can find out. As a bonus, it comes in a box that's already perfect for gift giving. You can literally just toss a bow around it and be done, which is great because I'm already having flash forwards to how much peppermint schnapps I'm going to have to drink while I wrap presents this year, just to make it bearable. If you're looking for a solid clitoral vibe, my favorite rechargeables are the WeVibe Touch and the Lalo Mia. The WeVibe Touch is one of the most powerful rechargeable clit vibes I've ever tried, which, of course, I love, and the Lalo Mia is USB rechargeable, so it's basically the best travel vibe ever. So tip number two, use common sense and buy the toy for them, not yourself. The main thing is you need to be honest with yourself. How much do you actually know about what your recipient likes? For instance, if they don't listen to music while jacking off, don't get them a music-powered vibe, no matter how much you want to blast Black Sabbath on it. If they've never had a vibrator, don't get them something that plugs into the wall and sounds like a sander. Insertable toys are the most complicated in this way. I think people err on the side of too big, perhaps because they use their own dicks as measuring sticks. I once heard a guy complain that the toy he bought for his wife was too big for her. But no joke, the actual manufacturer name of the toy was Big Boss. So, common sense. Read the measurements, visualize, be realistic. One thing you can do is casually have a conversation in advance where you try to scope out what someone is interested in. I would suggest Thanksgiving dinner as the venue for this. Perhaps you find out that they're interested in not just pumpkin pie, but also anal. If they've never tried anal play, I would suggest the Fun Factory Booty. It's a little silicone plug with a curved tip. It's cute, small, and it has a great base. If they're more well-versed in anal, they'll love the Enjoy Pure plug, which is stainless steel, or the Knob Essence Romp, which is wood. Both feel amazing and really have that wow factor when you open them because they're so gorgeous. Now, say your Thanksgiving companion mentions being intrigued by Kegel exercisers. My favorites, and I've tried quite a few, are the Lalo Luna Beads. These are inserted vaginally and can be worn around to make mundane tasks less excruciating. Oh, and I mean, they tone the PC muscles too. But mostly the sensation of the inner balls rolling around is just really fun. Okay, so what if during this casual conversation, they express interest in G-spot spelunking? Now, if they're new to G-spot stimulation, a really simple silicone dildo with a good G-spotting head will do the trick. I really like the Tantus Rocket, the PleasureWorks Siren, and the Lalo Ella. But if they've already found their G-spot and want to up the ante a bit, perhaps even learn to squirt, I absolutely adore the Enjoy Pure Wand, which is stainless steel, the Knob Essence Seduction, which is made of wood, and the Jopin Key Comet G Wand, which is half glass and half silicone. All of them are basically G-spot homing missiles, so you can't go wrong. Tip number 3 is just to educate yourself. There's a lot to know about sex toys, and it can be overwhelming, but it's worth the extra research. The sex toy industry is unregulated, so there are a lot of mystery meat materials out there that you want to avoid. A good rule of thumb is to look for toys made out of the same materials that are used in kitchen products. So glass, stainless steel, 100% silicone, hard plastic, and sealed wood. These materials are non-porous and pure, so they can't hold on to bacteria, and they won't leach chemicals into the body. You know something is leaching chemicals if it has a terrible smell, usually like a new shower curtain. There are certain companies, like all of those I'm mentioning, that only make body-safe products. When you're researching stuff, don't be afraid to email me or other bloggers to get our advice or help you break a tie. We totally love that shit. Tip number 4. Upgrade things. You can give an extra boost to something your partner already owns, or replace a toy they love with something even better. PleasureWorks makes a couple 100% silicone sleeves called the Diving Dolphin and the Wild Hare, and those fit over any vibrator with a diameter of an inch or so. They fit perfectly over the Silver Bullet, which consequently is an excellent starter vibe, and they give it some extra grip too, which is awesome. Sleeves can be an inexpensive way to experiment and see what kind of stimulation someone prefers. Just make sure they're made of body-safe materials. So, if your partner already has a favorite toy that's made out of a questionable material, this is your chance to get one in a better material. That's another thing I love when someone emails me wanting a body-safe version of something. It's like a little game for my sex toy encyclopedic brain. For example, if your partner owns a soft, smelly, insertable toy, check out the dildos made by Vixen Creations. They have a dual-density pure silicone called Vixskin. It's so awesome. It's highly detailed, delightfully squishy, and will last a lifetime. I'm addicted to it, to put it mildly. Also, speaking of upgrades, maybe your partner has a cheap masturbation sleeve or only uses their hand to jack off. You should definitely consider getting them a fleshlight. My boyfriend is super picky about sleeves, but he loves the luscious material used to make fleshlights, as do I. You can sometimes find me casually fingering one. There are about a million to choose from. They have basic orifices, they have extremely detailed porn star vulvas, and there's even a build-your-own option. But what if the person you're buying for already has a hefty sex toy collection? I'd suggest a toy that offers a truly unique sensation, and I would know which ones do because I have a very discerning vagina. I suggest you check out Fun Factory's Stronic line. These toys don't have traditional motors, they actually contain weights that move back and forth. Yes, like a shake weight, except for your vagina, and a lot more useful. The Stronics are not cheap, but I think they're worth it, and I don't say that a lot about $200 toys. But if $200 is a bit much, and I really don't blame you there, look up these two dildos, the Tantus Splash and the Crystal Delights Crystal Twist. They're both oddly shaped, but they feel really wonderful because of it. If you want to veer off the traditional sex toy path, there's always the Sport Sheets Under the Bed Restraint System. This thing basically turns any bed into a bondage playground, complete with both wrist and ankle cuffs. And when you're done, you can just toss the straps and cuffs under the mattress, effectively hiding them away from your kids. Or in my case, my cats. Very important. And finally, last but not at all least, I must mention lube. It's the best. Everyone should use it. My favorite brand is Slickwid because all of their lubes are glycerin and paraben free. I say get some lube samples and stuff them in a stocking, because then you can do a lube flight and find out what both of you like. All right, tip number 5. If you can't decide, and if I'm overwhelming you with suggestions, see if your favorite sex shop does gift certificates. One thing you can do is make a list of potential toys to show your partner. You could even put together like a sex toy brochure or a menu or something, but leave the final say up to them. This shows that you put some effort and research into it, but ultimately you're giving them the reins. And people love having the reins. So there you have it. Hopefully these tips will help you avoid getting the side eye from your gift recipient. Well, hopefully you'll get the opposite of the side eye, whatever that is. Something good. Anyway, find out more about the toys I mentioned on my blog at heyepiphora.com/holiday2013. That's heyepiphora.com/holiday2013. Or try the blog at puckerup.com. If you have more questions, be sure to shoot me an email. Thanks again, Tristan, for having me on your show. And happy holidays, everyone.
Thanks to you for that fantastic, fantastic gift guide. And you've donated a lot of masturbatory hours, all in the name of giving good advice to my listeners, which I really appreciate. Epiphora is a sex toy reviewer and a sex blogger who believes that wishy-washy sex toy reviews benefit no one. So to read her really honest and thorough reviews, like the ones you heard today, go to her website, heyepiphora.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Epiphora, E-P-I-P-H-O-R-A. These links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Coming up next, my associate producer, Raymond Johnson, and I will talk about some of the current news in the world of sex. So don't go anywhere.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try AstroGlide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. AstroGlide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. AstroGlide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does AstroGlide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. You can always count on Epiphora for her no holds barred reviews. And by the way, we're going to feature her review from that segment on puckerup.com. You can find it by going to the site and searching for Holiday Gift Guide.
And speaking of gifts, you know what makes a great gift? Lube. And Astroglide has this new sensitive skin gel, which is all the things you love about their gel formula, but no potentially irritating ingredients. So no parabens, no glycerin, and it's made with things like aloe and chamomile. Go to astroglide.com to find out more and get a free sample. So in these last few minutes, joining me is Raymond Johnson. For those of you who don't know, he's one of the people who makes this show run. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Tristan. How are you?
Good. I thought we would catch up on all the news in sexuality. And I think one of the big things that a lot of people are talking about on social media is that this New York Times article that was recently published that said that there's a new study out that says that during hookups, young women don't tend to have orgasms as frequently as men do.
Right. I believe the statistics were that 40% of women had orgasms during their last hookup that involved intercourse, but 80% of men had orgasms that involved intercourse. I haven't had a chance to look at the full study. I would love to see like the full breakdown of like all the sexual activities, like how many had orgasms during oral sex or anal sex or things like that. Cause I wonder if that's also plays a part of it as well.
Yeah. I mean, I think first of all, the mainstream media is still so obsessed with hookups and they want this constant evidence for why hookups are bad and bad for women. So this is kind of like fuels their fire of hookups, bad, no orgasm. And it seems to me it's like much more complicated than that. And also, what are the statistics on women who don't have orgasms? Forget about hookup, just who don't have orgasms from intercourse alone.
Right, right. And I was also sort of curious, I would like to see a study that was skewed with an older average age, because this was really all college students. And I mean, like our frontal lobe brain isn't even done developing until we hit 25. And like college was where a lot of the sexual experimentation is, where we're learning our bodies to orgasm. So I'd be curious to know about women hooking up in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s and what their orgasm rate is.
I also wonder about the orgasm as the sole measure of, I mean, success is a weird word. So I'm just going to say satisfaction. Like, did those women also report that the sexual hookup was unsatisfactory or not satisfying? Because I'm thinking back to when I was 19 or 20 and I had sex that was satisfying and fun and interesting where I didn't have an orgasm. So why, like, I want to validate that that might be going on and it might be okay.
Absolutely. Like I've had hookups as well that were just more about having that physical contact and rolling around with the person. And maybe I didn't come during it, but I came like 10 or 15 times afterwards thinking about what I just done.
Okay. There's also the delayed orgasm. I think that's a good point. Well, we should probably bring this up again on another show and maybe get the person who wrote that article. But for now, we've got to go. So I'm just going to sing us out. Okay. And remind people that they can tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be Cunning Minx, the host of the Polyamory Weekly podcast. On November 22nd, which is the day after Thanksgiving, there'll be a rebroadcast of that show. And then November 29th, my guest will be former porn performer Cinnamon Love. All of those shows were recorded live in front of a studio audience at Catalyst Con West, so you don't want to miss them. But until then, please let us know what you thought of this show and that orgasm study and article by going to facebook.com/asktristan or send us a tweet at sexoutloudradio or talk about orgasms with your friends in your own life. Make sure you take some time this week to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.